more than enough time to read it again.
相信这样经文很短，我们可以多读几次。
So let me read the English and let us ask Professor Linda to read the Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后用中文。
This is what the Lord says. As a shepherd rescues from the lion's mouth only two leg bones or a piece of an ear, so will the Israelites living in Samaria be rescued with only the head of a bed and a piece of fabric from a couch.
耶和华这样说，牧人从狮子口中只能夺回一双羊腿和一角耳朵。住在撒玛利亚的以色列人获救也是这样，他们只剩下的一角床铺半边褥子。
The prophet Amos, together with the prophet Hosea, are two of the prophets that the Lord sent to the northern kingdom.
阿摩斯和何西阿是两个先知被派到北国去传讲的。
Of course, they are not the only two prophets that the Lord sent to the northern kingdom.
当然，他们不是唯一的先知。
The prophet Elijah was one of them.
当然，以利亚也是一个差去北国的先知。
But at least from the Old Testament, there were two prophets who at least left.Something for us to read.
但是何西阿和亚摩斯写下一些东西留给我们。
Amos and Hosea are the two prophets who have written their prophecies and preserved their prophecies, and we have them today.
阿摩斯他留下了他那个耶和华给他的启示，今天我们手头上我们可以看到。
Although the Northern Kingdom once in a while they would have a spiritual revival.
当然，北国偶尔也有一些属灵的那个复兴。
But generally speaking, for the 2.5 centuries from the beginning of the establishment of the kingdom until they were invaded by the Assyrians, somehow we can say that this is a nation that is very idolatrous.
但是，从他们立国一直到后来被亚述掳去，他们中间大多数的时候都是拜偶像的。
From the time that they separated from Judah, they had been worshiping idols again and again.
他们自从立国之后，他们往往都在那边敬拜偶像。
And this is one of the reasons why the Lord had to send the prophet Amos to instruct the people of Israel.
这是为什么神特别差亚摩斯跟他们传讲这个信息。
Although Amos did not just write about the sins of the northern kingdom.
当然阿摩斯不是只是讲关于北国以色列的事情。
If we read the first two chapters of the book of Amos.
当我们去读头两章的时候。
He also addressed the sins of the Syrians.
他也讨论到亚述的罪行。
He also addressed the sins of the Philistines.
腓力斯人的罪行。
He also addressed the sins of the Moabites.
摩亚人的罪行。
In fact, he even addressed the sins of the southern kingdom.
甚至他讲到南国的罪行。
But most of his prophecies somehow focused on the northern kingdom.
但他多数讲的都是跟北国以色列有关。
And he repeatedly said, for three transgressions and for four, this is what the Lord is going to do to the nation.
三个罪行，四个罪行，耶和华神会如此的审判。
For three transgressions and for four, this is what you have been doing, and therefore this is what God would do. Because as a consequence of the sins of the nations.
因为你三番四次犯罪，所以耶和华神必定这样审判。
And he enumerated the sins that the nations have committed.
他甚至列出列国所犯的罪。
So for example, if you look at chapter 2, verse 6.
第二章第六节讲。
He said, they sell the righteous for money and the needy for a pair of sandals.
他们为了银子卖穷人。卖义人，为了一双鞋卖穷人。
And this is one of the sins that Amos had declared that Israel had committed.
这是亚摩斯讲到以色列所犯的罪。
You see, if you sell food,
你可以想到卖食物。
If you sell clothes,
你卖衣服。
If you sell household stuff,
你卖家庭用品。
That can be called business.
这叫做生意。
And that can be good.
这可能是好的事情。
But if you sell people,
但你卖人的时候
，No matter how you look at it,
不无论你怎么去看
，That's slavery.
这个是奴隶。
And that is evil.
这是罪。
And this is what the prophet Amos was. This is one of the things that the prophet Amos was addressing at that time.
这是亚摩斯当时在攻击的事情。
He said they sell righteous for money and the needy for a pair of sandals.
他们为了一双鞋就卖了义人。
And apparently, slavery is already something that they had to an evil that they had to confront or that they had to address even during that time.
似乎奴隶已经是当时他们需要顾虑到的一件事情。
Very much like the world today.
跟今天又有什么两样？
Even after many years, we still have the same problem.
我们经过那么多年，我们还是有同样的问题。
The prophet Amos was not yet finished.
亚摩斯还阿摩斯还没完呢。
He continued on listing the sins of Israel.
他继续陈述以色列的罪行。
And then he said in verse 7, a man and his father resort to the same girl in order to profane my holy name.
他讲到儿子和父亲与同一个女子亲近，故意亵渎我的圣名。
Some say this refers to temple prostitution.
有些人说这个是庙妓。
As part of the pagan practices, people would somehow include sexual practices in their worship.
在异教的那个崇拜里面，往往性行为跟敬拜是放在一起的。
And so father and a son would share the same women.As they worship the pagan gods.
所以父亲儿子一起拜神的时候就跟同一个女子亲近。
Or maybe this could simply be referring to a simple case of incest.
或者这个只是中家乱伦的行为。
You see, regardless of what this is,
无论是什么。
What is clear is that during that time, there was promiscuity, there was licentiousness, even in the way they look at sexual practices.
就是说，无论怎么看，当时性行为的泛滥是很严重的一个问题。
And that was the issue. That was one of the problems that the prophet Amos had to address.
而亚摩斯当时评级这些事情。
That was their problem during that time.
那是他们当时的问题。
Very much like the world we live in today.
我们今天又怎么样
？Even after many centuries, the world has not changed.
经过这么多世纪，今天的世界还不是一样。
We still have a problem of slavery.
我们仍然有奴隶的问题。
In many different forms.
有不同的形式。
We still have problems of promiscuity in many different forms.
性泛滥仍然是今天的问题。
And then he continues on. Look at verse 12.
然后十二节他又说。
The prophet said, but you made the Nazarites drink wine. You commanded the prophets saying, you shall not prophesy.
你们迫使拿西尔人喝酒，吩咐先知说，不要说预言。
The Nazarites, as we know, are people with a special kind of vow.
拿西尔人是已经起誓 的人。
And because of their vow, they committed themselves not to practice certain things.
而这些人因为他们的誓言，所以他们会避开一些的事情。
But the prophet said they were forced to break their vows in order to be involved in some of their practices.
但是这边先知讲到他们被逼迫来打破他们的誓言。
And not only that, the prophets were even told, you shall not prophesy.
甚至他们叫这些先知们，你们不要说预言。
Perhaps that would be similar excuse me for using this as an example, the LGBT groups today.
或者希望今天我们有一些的情况。
If you don't accept us, then you are not tolerating us. Then you are not, your minds are not open.
他有的时候今天你会听到说如果你们不接受我们的时候呢那你们就是那个你们的思想封闭。
But if we keep you from saying and exposing this type of sin, then that is only the right thing.
如果说你要接受我们的罪行的话呢这只是应该做的事情。
In other words, there seems to be an intolerance of intolerance.
所以在这同性恋的这个群体里面似乎有一种对于封闭的封闭。
If the Christian group speak against certain sins, then you are not being open.
如果说基督徒评级这些的行为的时候，他们就说你们太封闭了。
But if we speak against your faith, that is just the right thing to do.
但是当这些群体攻击基督教的信仰的时候，这个一点问题都没有。
The prophets were commanded not to prophesy.
先知被命令不准，
They were told not to speak the truth.
他们不可以讲真理。
This was the problem that the prophet Amos was facing during their time.
这是阿摩斯先知当时所面对的问题。
Very much like the world today.
今天又怎么样
？After several hundred years.
经过了这么多年。
The world has not changed.
世界似乎没有什么改变。
And what did the Lord say about Amos' generation?
神当时怎么讲当时的世代
？The Lord said through Amos, for three sins and for three transgressions and for four, this is what you have been doing, and this is the consequence of what you have been doing.
当时耶和华说，以色列三番四次犯罪，所以我要这样审判。
This is the sins of the people, and these are the consequence of these sins.
他们犯了这些罪，就有这样的结果。
And because of that, I don't think it is wrong for us to say that since we are living in a similar situation, that the world is just waiting for God to bring judgment upon us.
所以我想也很合理的，我可以说，今天我们既然犯同样的罪的话，今天我们的世代也在等待同样的审判。
In fact, the Bible made it clear that we are just waiting for the day of final reckoning.
其实、圣经也告诉我们，我们在 等待末后的审判。
We just don't know when.
我们只不过不知道时间而已。
But here's the interesting thing.
但这边有一样是很有趣。
Despite the fact that the prophet Amos was very bold to speak against the sins of the nations.
虽然这边阿摩斯呢、一直在评级当时列国的种种罪行。
Just like the other prophets of the Old Testament.
就像旧约其他的先知一样。
Even though they are bold to address the sins of the nations.
他们一方面他们在攻击这些罪行。
But they have no qualms in providing hope for the people as well.
但他们同时又提供盼望。
They speak about sin, they speak about judgment.
他们讲到罪行，讲到审判。
But they also speak about the hope of salvation.
但他们 同时讲到救恩，讲到盼望。
Right, in the middle of Amos' prophecy, even though he had been telling us about the consequences of Israel's sin, right in the middle of that, he speaks about hope.
在阿摩斯书里面，虽然他一直在讲这些的罪行，这些审判，但同时他讲到希望。
He talks about the hope of salvation.
他讲到救恩的盼望。
And that is why we read in chapter 2:3, verse 12.
所以在第三章十二节我们读到。
He said that as a shepherd rescues from the lion's mouth only two leg bones or a piece of an ear.
他说牧人从狮子口中只能夺活一双羊腿和一角耳朵。
He said, so will the Israelites living in Samaria be rescued.
住在撒玛利亚的以色列人获救也是这个样。
There will be judgment.
会有审判
but there will be salvation as well.
但也有救恩
Even if the shepherd can only rescue two leg bones or a piece of an ear, there will be salvation.
虽然牧人得着抢救只能抢救一对羊腿一个耳朵但是呢还是有救恩
And I think as we look at this imagery that Amos has painted,
当我们看到亚摩斯所画跟我们描写的这个图画
I think we would be able to understand what is in the heart of God. What kind of perspective that he has about bringing salvation to the people.
我们可以看到透过这段经文看到神在中间的心意
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
一对羊腿半个耳朵
What is he talking about?
在讲什么
I think one of the images that he's trying to paintis that of a sorrowful or a grieving shepherd.
这边讲到一个觉得很悲痛的一个牧人。
God is a sorrowful shepherd. God is the grieving prophet, or grieving shepherd.
神是这个悲痛的牧人。
God is a shepherd who wanted to save the whole sheep.
神希望能够整个羊能够救回来。
But he was in a situation wherein the sheep was already being devoured by the lion.
但是这情况，羊已经被狮子吃掉一半了。
Not because the shepherd was unable to save the sheep even before the devouring starts.
不是因为牧人不想救这个羊。
But because it was very clear, it was the sheep who went into the mouth of the lion.
但是这回是羊跳到狮子的嘴巴里。
But as the shepherd, he still desires to save even a little bit of the sheep.
但身为牧人，他仍然希望能够抢救一点点的羊。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear is better than not being able to save anything at all.
两个羊腿，然后半只耳朵，好过整只羊都损失了。
But I think it shows that God's heart as the shepherd is also grieving because the lion was devouring the sheep.
这边也显示出，身为牧人的神，他这边他心里伤痛，因为狮子把羊吃掉。
As the prophet Amos made clear, it was not because God was unable to save. That is why the lion was devouring the sheep.
这边阿摩斯讲得很清楚，不是因为牧人没有能力，狮子把羊吃了。
But that was part of the consequences of their sins.
但这个是当时人的罪行的结果。
But this grieving shepherd still loves the sheep.
但这个悲痛的牧人仍然爱他的羊。
And he was willing to save even only if he could just save only two leg bones or a piece of an ear.
就算是抢救回来两一对羊腿半个耳朵也好。
This is not the only time when it was stated or at least implied that God grieves because of human sin.
这个不是唯一一次讲到神心痛当人犯罪的时候。
You see, God is not a God who enjoys punishing people.
神并不喜欢审判人。
Remember during the flood, when, during the time of Noah.
记得在挪亚的时候。
At that time, the Bible tells us that God was also grieved because he had to send the flood.
这边讲到神的心里面其实伤痛。
And if we go to the New Testament, remember what Jesus said about Jerusalem.
在新约里面，我们还记不记得耶稣讲到关于耶路撒冷的事情？
Matthew chapter 23, verse 37 said, Jesus said,Before the destruction of the temple, he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together, the way the hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are unwilling.
在马太福音里面，当耶稣面对耶路撒冷，他说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我多么愿意救你，但是你是过去杀害先知、杀害所有神派给你的人。我愿意把你带回来，好像一个母鸡把它的小鸡带在翅膀下一样。
Jesus said God wants to gather His people His wings.
这边讲到神愿意把他的子民，好像那个母鸡一样，把它保护在自己的翅下。
He was not able to do so.
但是不能够。
Is it because he was powerless to do so?
是因为他没有能力吗？
Matthew chapter 23 verse 37 made it clear.
在马太福音23章27节讲得很清楚。
He said, this is what I wanted to do, but you are unwilling.
他说，我想这么做，但是你不愿意。
And I think this is one lesson that we can learn about evangelism, whenever we share the gospel.
这个是一个功课，我们要学关于传福音的。
Not everyone will receive...The word positively.
我们出去传福音的时候，有一些人不会听。
But I think that should not stop us from continuing to share and preach the gospel.
但这我们不应该因为这个缘故我们就停止。
Even if we're only able to save two leg bones or a piece of an ear.
就算我们能够抢救一对羊腿半个耳朵。
Just like the grieving shepherd.
就像这边伤心的牧人一样。
We grieve for people who are lost.
我们为这些世上的人伤心。
But that should not stop us from seeking the small remnant who would respond positively to the gospel.
但是我们不应该停止继续去寻找那些愿意听的这一些人。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
一对羊腿半个耳朵。
It's an image of a grieving shepherd.
是一个伤痛的牧人的形象。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
一对羊腿半个耳朵。
It's an image of a compassionate shepherd.
也是一个心怀慈悲的一个牧人的形象。
You see, God is a shepherd who wanted to save the whole sheep.
神是一个希望能够拯救全羊的牧人。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear would be better than none at all.
一对羊腿半个耳朵好过什么都没有。
Now try to picture this.
想象一下。
If indeed the shepherd was able to save,Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
当牧人能够抢救回来一对羊腿半个耳朵的时候，
What is he going to do about that?
他能够做什么？
You see, in the Chinese translation, we said two legs, huh?
在中文里面讲到是一对羊腿。
Somehow it may be implying that there's a little meat left.
可能这好像还有一些些的肉剩下来。
But the NIV says not two legs, but he said the NIV said two leg bones.
但是在原来是经文里面这边讲是两个羊的羊腿骨。
Two leg bones.
What are you going to do with
the leg bones? Can you eat them?
你对两根骨头，你能够做什么？
Can you eat the two leg bones?
你能够啃骨头吗？
Even if the shepherd is able to save two leg bones or a piece of an ear, what is he going to do about that?
两根骨头，半个耳朵，你能做什么？
In other words, even if the shepherd is able to save two leg bones or a piece of an ear, eventually they will be useless.
两根骨头半个耳朵没有用吧。
Some of us may have already tasted the lechon here in the Philippines.、Huh?
我们这边有些人可能吃过烤猪。
We don't serve、lamb chops very much here in the Philippines.
我们这边
very expensive.
我们这边很少吃羊肉，因为羊肉比较贵。
We don't、serve roast beef also because it's very expensive.
烤牛肉也是因为太贵了。
Roast pork is more、common compared to the other two.
烤猪呢，就一般来讲是我们常常可以吃到的。
If you are invited to attend a feast and there's this lechon roast pork,
当你去参加一个宴席，这边有烤猪的时候
，Would you go after the two leg bones and the ear?
你会不会去特别挑着吃两个腿骨，然后一半个耳朵呢
？Would you say, "Ah,、oh, this is my favorite part. Leave the leg bones for me. I'm going to eat the two leg bones."
你会不会跟那个主人讲说，哎，把那两个羊腿骨头剩给我，
See,
我特别喜欢。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
两个腿骨跟一半个耳朵，剩下的很少。
In other words, if you have the whole sheep, the two leg bones and a piece of an ear, that's a very insignificant part of the sheep.
在整个羊来说呢，两条腿骨头加上半个耳朵是非常非常小的部分。
But the shepherd is willing to save even the two leg bones or a piece of an ear.
但就是这么不重要的两根腿骨半个耳朵，牧人仍然想去拯救。
He's willing to get even the insignificant portions of the sheep.
就算不重要的部分他也要。
In fact, if we look at the ministry of Jesus,
其实如果我们看到耶稣的事工，
that is exactly what he had been doing during the, his earthly ministry.
当他在地上工作的时候，这就是他在做的。
He had been reaching out to people who are considered insignificant by other people.
他往往、伸手去关怀那些不重要的人。
He shared the gospel to the tax collector.
他跟税吏传福音。
He preached the gospel to the sinners.
他对罪人传福音。
He preached the gospel to the prostitutes.
他对妓女传福音。
He preached the gospel to the Samaritan women.
他对撒玛利亚的妇人传福音。
He preached the gospel to the lepers.
他对生大麻风的人传福音。
He preached the gospel to the blind people.
他对盲人来传福音。
He preached the gospel even to children.
他对小孩子传福音。
Who, children who at that time were considered, you know, insignificant part of the society because they cannot contribute anything to the society.
在那当时的社会文化里面，小孩子是不重要的。
But Jesus said, let the children come to me.
但耶稣说，让小孩子来我这边。
Because even in the eyes of, even though in the eyes of people they are insignificant, but in the eyes of God, they are the two leg bones and the piece of an ear that God is after.
虽然在人的眼光中，这些小孩子不重要，但是在神的眼光，这个就像那一对的羊腿跟那个半个耳朵。
And I think this is also a very important lesson on evangelism.
这也是在传福音中间一个很重要的功课。
That whenever we share the gospel, we do not choose.Significant people only to share the gospel to.
当我们传福音的时候，我们不能够在那边挑剔，要一些重要的人。
We must reach out even to those who people considered as unlovable.
我们甚至要向那些人的眼中不重要、不可爱的人传福音。
We need to share the gospel even to those people who many people consider as insignificant.
在传福音给那些在人的眼中不重要的。
Just like the shepherd is after the two leg bones or a piece of that ear.
就像这牧羊人在这边抢救这一对羊腿跟那半个耳朵。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
两个羊腿骨。
It's an image of a grieving shepherd.
是一个伤心的牧人的形象。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear is an image of a compassionate shepherd.
一对羊腿骨半个耳朵是一个恩慈的牧人的形象。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear is also an image of urgency.
两个羊腿骨跟半个耳朵也是一个紧急的形象。
Just imagine this.
想象一下。
If, despite of the shepherd's effort to save the sheep from the lion's mouth,
虽然那牧人想要抢救这个羊从狮子嘴巴里抢回来。
And he was only able to save two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
到最后他只能抢到两个羊腿骨跟半个耳朵。
How much more if he delayed?
如果他不赶快的话呢，会发生什么事？
How how much less can he save if he delays a little bit?
如果他不快，他慢吞吞的话，会发生什么事？
Perhaps even a strand of sheep's hair would not be left.
甚至可能羊皮都不剩了。
Because it will all be eaten up by the lion.
因为全部都被狮子吞吃掉。
And I think this image, the two leg bones and the piece of an ear, is also an image of urgency.
所以两条羊腿骨跟半个耳朵也是一个紧急的形象。
That whenever we think about sharing the gospel, it is not something that we need to procrastinate.
当我们传福音的时候，我们不可以耽搁。
Let me share an experience that we had as a church before.
让我分享一个我过去牧会的时候的一些经验。
Many years ago, we have conducted an evangelism explosion training. Some of you may be familiar with the EE, the evangelism explosion.
那时候我们教会开始一个EE三福的训练。
So every year, there would be 16 weeks that many small groups would be going out to share the gospel, and we would visit people and share the gospel to them.
每年大概有16个礼拜，我们会分着小组出去探访别人。
And there were cases that we had to visit terminally sick people.
有的时候我们会探访一些临终的病人。
And in many instances, after we shared the gospel to a person who was terminally sick,
有的时候我们跟这些临终的病人分享了福音之后，
And the person would decide to follow Jesus.
那个人决志了。
2 days, 3 days later, the person died.
两三天之后，这个人就过世了。
And somehow that is some sort of an eye opener for me.
那时候对我来讲，他打开我的眼睛。
What if we say, let's just do it next week?
如果我们那时候说下礼拜吧。
The person may already be dead before we would even have the guts to share the gospel to that person.
可能太迟了，那个人到时候已经不在了。
Of course, when I talk about urgency, that does not mean we don't need to plan.
当然我们说紧急不代表我们不计划。
It doesn't mean we should not exercise caution.
也不代表我们不小心。
In fact, it doesn't even mean that we should not rest, even if we have to.
也不是说我们不休息。
But it simply means that we should not procrastinate.
只是说我们不能耽搁。
It is not something that we can continue to delay and delay and delay and delay.
我们不能一直等，一直耽搁，一直耽搁。
Because just like the shepherd who is going to save even two leg bones or a piece of an ear.
就像这个牧人想要抢救两条羊腿骨，然后半个耳朵。
We need to feel that sense of urgency as well.
我们需要感觉到这个是一个紧急的事情。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
两条羊腿骨，半个耳朵。
It's an image of a grieving shepherd.
是一个忧伤的牧人的形象。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear is an image of a compassionate shepherd.
两条羊腿骨，半个耳朵，也是一个怜悯的牧人的形象。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear is an image of urgency.
这个两条羊腿骨，半个耳朵，也是一个紧急的形象。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear also tells us that we need to have a sense of purpose.
这两条羊腿骨半个耳朵也是要说我们出去我们要有目的。
Remember, from where would the shepherd save the two leg bones and a piece of an ear?
记得这个牧人是从哪里把这个抢回来的？
It was from the lion's mouth.
从狮子的嘴巴里。
From what I know, the lion's mouth is not the safest place to be.
根据我所了解，狮子嘴巴不是一个很安全的地方。
Even if you would give me $1 million, I would not go inside a lion's mouth.
你居然给我100万，我也不肯伸到狮子嘴巴里面去。
It's a place where it is not safe.
这是不安全的地方。
You see, different types of animals have different characteristics.
你知道，不同的动物可能有不同的特性。
Different types of animals respond differently in different situations.
不同的动物呢，可能在不同情况下有不同的反应。
You know, if my brother used to have pigeons before.
那我的哥哥以前，我的弟弟那时候养鸽子。
He used to have pigeons.
他养鸽子。
Whenever his pigeons lay eggs.
鸽子要生蛋的时候。
Rule number one.
要记得。
Never get close to the pigeon.
不要接近这些鸽子。
Whenever the pigeon lays an egg, never ever get near to the pigeon.
鸽子要生蛋的时候就不要靠近。
Do not try to reach your hand, reach out your hand and try to touch their eggs.
不要伸手去摸它的蛋。
It's either they would peck your hand or would use their wings to slap you.
这些鸽子要不就拿尖锐的嘴巴来啄你，要不就拿它的翅膀来打你。
This is the nice, you know, very gentle pigeon.
想想看，这是一个很良善的鸽子。
What is interesting is that the pigeons, if you're going to get their eggs, they would get mad at you.
想想看，鸽子你想摸它的蛋，它都会打你。
But if you're going to get their food, they would just let you get them.
但那时候他如果你只要拿他的食物他倒没有关系。
As long as they don't have their eggs with them.
只要这个蛋不在那边。
You can get their food and they will not bother you.
食物没关系蛋就不可以。
Lions are not pigeons.
狮子不是鸽子。
If you want to get the food of the lion, they will eat you also.
如果你像狮子嘴巴里把它的食物抢过来，它就连你一起吃了。
You see, they're not seeing someone who is going to get their food.
狮子不太喜欢人家碰它的食物。
If they see someone trying to get their food, they would think, "Here's another food for me."
当狮子看到有人来碰它食物，它就说：“我把这个也吃了。”
But imagine what type of risk that the shepherd was willing to take.
但想象一下牧人在这边所冒的险。
He was willing.To risk his life just to be able to save the two leg bones and the piece of an ear.
牧人肯放下自己的性命来救两条羊腿半个耳朵。
Why would he do that?
为什么?
Because he has a sense of purpose.
因为他有目的。
He knows that if he doesn't do that, then the lion would eat the whole sheep.
如果他不这么做，狮子就把整个羊都吃掉了。
And nothing will be left.
一点都不会剩下来。
See, here in the Philippines, I could say that we are more fortunate than those Christians who are living in other places.
在菲律宾，我们身为基督徒，我们其实很幸福。
There may be isolated case whenever we preach the gospel, and it would be dangerous.
在这边很少说我们传福音会传到很危险。
But that is more of an exception rather than a rule.
但这其实是例外，而不是一般的情况。
I'm not sure about your situation in China.
我不知道你们或者在中国的情况。
Some of you may be in a place where it is more free compared to others.
有些人可能有多一点的自由。
Some of you may be going to a place where it is more dangerous to share the gospel compared to others.
但有些地方或者传福音真的很危险。
But regardless of our situation, I think it is very important for us to remember that we need to have a sense of purpose.
但无论如何，我们需要有个目的性。
Looking for danger and running away from danger are two different things.
特别去寻找危险跟逃开是两个不同的事。
The Bible does not say that we should look for danger.
圣经没有叫我们说要特别去找麻烦。
But just like the example of a shepherd who is willing to risk his life to be able to save the two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
但这边牧人为了有这个目的，想要抢救这两条羊腿半个耳朵。
I think it is an encouragement for us not to run away from danger.
所以这边也是鼓励我们不要逃避危险。
We ought not to seek it.
我们不应该找这些东西。
At the same time, we don't need to run away from it.
但我们也不逃避。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
两条羊腿骨，半个耳朵。
It's an image of a grieving shepherd.
是一个悲痛的牧人的形象。
Even if he should be able to save the whole sheep.
虽然他希望能够救整个的羊。
But he had to accept the fact that he could only save the two leg bones or a piece of an ear.
但是他也只能接受这个现实，他只能抢救掉两个羊腿，半个耳朵。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
两个羊腿骨，半个耳朵。
It's an image of a compassionate shepherd.
也是一个怜悯的牧人的形象。
That even though these are the portions that are rejected,By others.
虽然这些是别人可能不太看重的部分。
He's willing to save, even only to save two leg bones or a piece of an ear.
但他愿意特别出去抢救。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
两条羊腿骨半个耳朵。
It's an image of urgency.
也是一个迫切的形象。
It shows us that if the shepherd delays, he would not be able to save anything at all.
如果牧人耽搁的话呢，就什么都没有了。
Two leg bones and a piece of an ear.
两条羊腿骨，半个耳朵。
It shows us that we need to have a sense of purpose.
也代表我们要有个使命感。
We should not look for danger.
我们虽然不去寻找危险。
But that is something that we should not flee from when it comes.
但我们也不逃避危险。
Whenever we have a sense of purpose, we need to do what we need to do.
当我们有使命、有目的的时候，我们要做。
Why don't we pray?
让我们一起祷告。Okay. 主啊，慈爱的天父，求你今天早上你对我们讲的信息，让我们听到心里，让我们。在我们周遭，我们的确有这个使命感，让我们感受到你的心，好叫我们，当我们看周围的情况，看周围的人的时候，我们用你的眼光去看，好叫我们在传福音的事情上能够合你的心意。 Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the message this morning, and pray that we may see the world, the people around us with your eyes.And with your sense of urgency, with your mission, and pray that as we go out and preach the gospel, what we do may be pleasing to you. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. 也耶稣基督的名祷告 Amen.